Amen. Of the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Begin reading at verse 36. Amen. To verse 39. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and say unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And the Bible goes on and say, he came back and found them sleeping. When you go to the sixth chapter of the book of St. John, the sixth chapter, began reading at verse 66. St. John 6, 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil. Amen. I want to talk to you from the theme, when your world falls apart. For the last two Sundays, I've tried to encourage you how God helps. How God helps us to handle the pressure of life. People are under a lot of pressure today in dealing with their pressing problems. On last Sunday, I talked to you on Jesus' struggle with pressure in the Garden of Gethsemane. Today, I want us to take another look at Jesus' experience with agony and frustration in the Garden of Gethsemane. When it seems like life, that his world was falling apart. We must never forget that Jesus' life's experiences of ups and downs is why he knows what we are going through. And I want you to know that Jesus will never let you stand by yourself. Amen. When you're standing, amen, in different situations, be mindful to know that you never stand alone when you feel like your world is falling apart and caving in on you. You see, the devil wants our hard and tough situations of life to come down crashing on us, and crashing on your world to make it fall apart. The devil wants the storms of life to knock us off our feet and to shake us up and to shake up our world. And yes, the devil wants heartbreaking letdowns of life to rock our world and dwindle our self-confidence that we are going to make it. I want to pause right here to say that this is not a message of gloom, but one of hope and encouragement. Jesus wants you to know that you don't have to fall apart because things in your life may fall apart. Will somebody say amen? Will somebody say amen? Just because things fall apart doesn't mean you got to fall apart. Will somebody hear me today? There are things in our lives or in our world that we have no control over. It is important that we focus on building ourselves up from the inside and not merely from the outside. This is what St. Matthew 6:19-20 in the Living Bible tries to convey when it says, don't store up treasures here on earth where they can erode away or may be stolen. Store them away in heaven where they will never lose their value. I want to tell somebody today, don't just focus on material things and external things because they are transitory. They are here today and gone tomorrow. That house you're living in, don't worship it. Can I get a witness? That car that you're driving, don't worship it. Can I get a witness? Don't worship things. Can I get a witness? We need to understand that Jesus is not speaking against doing well in life, in being prosperous, but he wants us to have the right priorities and the right value. You see, some people, values are external thing. Amen. And especially here in California, not too far from Hollywood, where everybody trying to be a star and everybody trying to be important and everybody trying to be impressive and trying to outdo somebody else. Let me tell you, that's not what it's all about. Can I get a witness? Those things come and those things go. Can I get a witness? How many of you know things come and things go? How many of you know that people come and people go? Friends come and friends go. I don't mean any harm, but families come and families go. Relationships come and relationships go, but God will never go. Can I get a witness? I wish somebody hear me today. I said, I wish someone hear me today. We got to start building up our spiritual life. It's building up our spiritual man. Matter of fact, there will be some folks here today, amen, if that spiritual man was more built up. Can I get a witness? Amen. If that spiritual man was ministered to, if that spiritual man was nurtured, can I get a witness? Yeah, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we got to realize the value of our spiritual relationship with God, because your spiritual relationship with God is a world without end. Can I get a witness? All things of this world is perishable. All things of this world is tentative. All things of this world is transitory and temporary. Can I get a witness? But God is everlasting, and his love is everlasting, his truth is everlasting, his mercy is everlasting, his forgiveness is everlasting. He is a God that is immutable. He never changes. When the stars come in and the stars hide its socket, God never hides from you. He's always right there. Somebody ought to thank him right now. Somebody ought to praise him right now, because you know what it is when your world comes to the end, when your world fall apart. Some of you right now, sitting where you are, can testify, I used to be this and I used to be that. I used to have this and I used to have that. I used to be here and I used to be there. I used to have this position and I
used to have that position. I used to have money. I used to have a good car. I used to have friends. But now I'm by myself. I come to tell you, you need to know what to do when your world falls apart. But I come to tell you, there ain't no falling apart with God. Can I get a witness? Your spiritual life is important. People who are wavering, it's because their spiritual life is not strong. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the wiles, the tricks of the devil. Have you not heard him saying, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be steadfast when things are not steadfast. Be steadfast when your job is not steadfast. Be steadfast when your home is not steadfast. Be steadfast when your world is rocking and reeling. Be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. When the wind go blowing and the wind is howling, you anchor down and you bunker down and keep your hand in God's hand. And don't let your world of Jesus Christ fall apart. Things of this world may fall apart, but you and God got it going on. You and God are stronger than ever. You and God are tighter than ever. You and God are better than ever. Get close to him. Get wrapped up, tied up, entangled in him. If you get wrapped up and tied up, entangled with him, you can't go anywhere without him. He can't go anywhere without you. Wherever you go, he goes. Wherever you are, he is. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Will somebody in this house give God a shout of praise? Don't fall apart because you have had some bad experiences. Don't fall apart because that man won't act right. Don't fall apart because he walked out on you. Matter of fact, you don't need him anyway. And you never should have had him in the first place. Come on and tell the truth. I said, come on and tell the truth. You can't count on him. You can't depend on him. Why are you going to let him make you fall apart? Can I get a witness? Ain't worth it. Can I get a witness? He ain't worth it, and it ain't worth it. Come on, can I get a witness? I come to tell somebody, let some things fall, but you make sure that you don't fall. You don't have to fall apart. Ain't no need going explosive. Ain't no need losing your mind. Ain't no need going crazy. Ain't no need not able to go to bed at night and get a good night rest because your world is falling apart. Let the world fall apart, but you don't have to fall apart, because there's a God who knows who you are. There's a God that knows what you're going through. There's a God who has promised that he'll pick you up. There's a God who has promised to take care of you and to take you through. Don't stop coming to church when things are bad at home. Don't stop coming to church because things are not good at work. Don't stop coming to church because you don't have what you used to have. Don't stop doing the things that are going to correct your situation. Don't stop doing the things that you need to do that will rehabilitate you. Can I get a witness? I come to tell somebody, don't stop praising God. Don't stop serving God. When things in your world and life fall apart, you stay closer to God. When friends who used to be friends, amen, don't run with you anymore, don't act like you can't make it unless you have sister so-and-so running with you and gossiping with you and partying with you and acting like a you know what kind of fool. Can I get witness? I come to tell you, God looks out for his folks. Sometimes God makes some moves for you. Sometimes people think they have moved. They think they have moved on you. But let me tell you, when you belong to God, nobody moving on you, because they can't do anything unless God give them permission. And even when he give them permission, they only can go but so far, because he got a hedge around you. Can I get a witness? Anybody know he'll build a hedge around you? He said, touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I wish I had a witness in this house. Somebody need to know, in life, things come. In life, things go. But in life, you can have joy. You can have peace. You can have peace in the midst of the storm. I wonder, is there a witness in the house that you can have peace in the midst of the storm? You can have peace when the wind is blowing. You can have peace when the ship is rocking and reeling. You can have peace when your enemies on your trail. You can have peace when you have less than you ever had before, because you see, when you got peace, you have the blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance. Oh, what a fortress. Jesus is mine. Is there anybody in the house used to sing that song? I take Jesus for my hallelujah. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Must be something to it, because see, when you have Jesus, you got a walking cane. When you have Jesus, you got a walking and running buddy. When you have Jesus, you have something that money can't buy. I just wish I just slowed down here. Y'all got me running here this morning. Praise his name. Can't put your trust in things or even in people. Can I get a witness? You know, you got to realize that God wants somebody to know. And I want to tell someone, you can't fall apart for every little thing that goes wrong in your life. We got a weak generations. We don't have the soldiers of yesterday. Our mothers and our fathers and our grandmothers and our grandfathers, they came up the rough side of the mountain. They didn't have it easy. Some of them didn't have toilets that we have. Didn't have the electricity that we have, but they still have joy. We have more than they ever could dream of, and more complaints than ever could be. Folks complain about everything, anything that goes wrong in some people's lives, they just complain. You got to learn how to live with stuff. You got to learn how to handle things. Can I get witness? Don't look for a flower bears of ease. Sometimes it's going to get rough. Sometimes it's going to get tough. Sometimes it's going to get lonely. Sometimes it's going to get hard. I wish somebody hear me today. I come to tell you, you can't fall apart. Every time somebody say ouch, you can't fall apart. Every time somebody tells a lie on you, every time somebody puts some gossip on you, you can't fall apart because of all of that. You better get some closeness with Jesus. Can I get a witness? I'm going to move on because I do want to say this. Because sometimes we don't know how to appreciate when we have it good. Some folks don't know how to appreciate when they have a good house, a good job, a good family. Sometimes when God is blessing people, they're still complaining. Children today, they just don't know how blessed they are. They don't know how good that they have it. They have to wait until they leave mother house and father house and pay their own bills, their own water bill, their own electricity, their own telephone bill, their own cell phone. Can I get a witness? I come to tell you, you better enjoy while you can. You better thank God for what you have. Don't wait until your brook dries up. Don't wait until it is there no more. I got to close and move on because you see, there's so much I want to say here today, and I know time is not on my side, and I know you're sleepy, and I know you're tired, and I know you kind of want to hurry me along. I can feel you pushing me, and I can feel you trying to knock me around. Can I get a witness? But I want you to sit here and be still for just a moment. Can I get a witness? Oh, hallelujah. There are three areas where people world frequently fall apart. And I can't get into them like I want to. Number one, financial. Somebody's financial world has fallen apart. You don't have the money that you used to have, or the money that you need, or the job that you need, or the job that you want. Your bills are higher than your income. You are making it a meager fare. But the Lord told me to tell somebody who financial world is falling apart. The Lord told me to tell you that God will supply your needs according to the riches in glory. He told me to tell you that the earth is his in the fullness thereof. In the last time I checked, that the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to him. The last time I checked, he's even in charge of the cosmic order. He's not just earthly bound, but he's heavenly bound. Can I get a witness? The last time I checked, he is the creator of all things. Can I get a witness? And he is in control. Somebody ought to thank him. All the gold and all the silver, houses and land belong to him. And I stopped by to tell a financial well of collapse, God will supply your need. God will make provision for you. I come to tell you, God wants somebody to trust him today. God wants somebody to lean on him. Can I get some witnesses in the house? Is there anyone in the house know that God can give you a house? Can I get with anybody know that God can give you a car? Y'all talk to me this morning. Anybody know that he can give you money? Anybody know that he can make a way out of no way? Anybody know that he can open doors that no man can close? Is anyone have tried him? Can I get witness? Does anyone know that he can put shoes on your feet, clothes on your back? Anybody know he can put food on the table? Has he helped somebody to raise your children, to feed your children? Has he helped somebody to make a way out of no way? I come to tell you, just because your financial world may have collapsed, but the bank of God is still open for business. Heaven still open. Heaven is not poor, and heaven is not bankrupt. Can y'all witness? Is there anyone to know that you had in life have come to the end of your journey? In just the time that you thought that you couldn't make it, God in his majestic power, God in his omnipotent power, God with his roll you down, came stepping in at the right time. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Can I give a witness? I come to tell you, your family and friendship world may fall apart. You may get separated from your husband or from your wife. You might even lose your husband. You might even lose your wife. You might lose some valued friends. Is there anyone know what it is to have broken relationship, broken home, and broken children? Can I get a witness? Anything that ain't going right is a caving in of your world. But can I ask you a question? When your mother and your father forsake you, can you say like David, then the Lord will pick me up? Is there any witnesses in the house? Is there anyone known that you run against a stone wall sometime? But God will. I want to have a witness. I know I can't talk much longer, but I want to tell somebody, God will. Will y'all talk to me? God will. I said, God will take care of you. Can I get a witness? He'll be a mother to the motherless. He'll be a father to the fatherless. He's a brother to the brotherless. He'll be a sister. Oh, yes, he will. He will be your friend. Can I get a witness? When you can't depend on others, there is a friend that stick closer than a brother. I know that God is a good God. I know when this world falls apart, I can go to the rock of my salvation. I can go to the Lord in prayer. And if you call him, he will answer. I know he may not come when you want him, but he's a God that is always on time. Just look at me. I'm a miracle. Somebody here ought to say that you are a miracle. What the Lord has done for you, could nobody else have done it but the Lord. I come to tell you, isn't he good? I say, isn't he good? Don't you love him? You ought to praise him. You ought to thank him. You ought to give him glory. I come to tell you, Jesus is a God that you can depend on. Don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. I come to tell you, God is, he's faithful. Anybody know that he's faithful? So many times when I thought I'll come to the end
of my journey so many times when the world seemed to be against me. I can tell you, I found him to be a good friend. That's why I love him. That's why I trust him. That's why I serve him. I'm gonna hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your house on things eternal and not
Say somebody by the hand. Say somebody by the hand. Tell somebody he can do it. I say he can do it. I say God can do it. Hallelujah. I say God can do it. Yeah. Wave your hand and thank him. Just thank him. Don't wait till the battle is over. But shout. God bless you. Praise his name. Praise his name. Somebody been bound, but Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Give him a big hand. Thank him. Now y'all know. Y'all know. But I didn't get to my text. Y'all know. But I got to get to my text. But I guess sometimes the Lord just takes over. Come on, give him praise. Thank him that you're together. Thank him when things happen, you could have been gone. Because you know, some people, when they lose things, they lose themselves. Did you know you bless when you can say, I've lost some things, but I still have joy? When you lose valuable things and say, I still have peace, that's a blessing. When you lose a mother, a father, sister, a brother, and an uncle, and a child.
Some of you know what it is to lose a house. Ain't no shame. Ain't no nothing to be ashamed of. You lost a house. Lost a job. Lost some money. Lost a little of this and a little of that. And you still can say, thank you, Jesus. Because you know how the devil operates. You know how he does. He tried to talk to you. He said, what are you going to church for? And you having all this going on in your life. What's the reason you going to church and serving God before you didn't have all this trouble? And then when you can talk back to him and say, get behind me, Satan. Get thee away. And when you can talk to him and tell him, I still have Jesus. Somebody ought to just think, I'm going to come and give God a hand of praise. If you're here today, don't know the Lord, or try him. So many people, time trouble comes. They're home sleeping in the bed. They let problems distract them. Don't get distracted. Stay focused. Don't let depression stop you from staying focused. Don't let your world that caves in on you disrupt your relationship with Jesus. Some of y'all know where I am. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. When you try to get up in the morning to go to church, they're like all hell breaks loose. And then you get so upset, then you say, I ain't going. I've heard folks tell me, Pastor, I would have been there, but so much went on at the house, and I didn't want to bring that bad spirit in the church. Well, you know, bring it here, because we can bind that spirit. That's just where you need to bring it. Bring it to the master and drop it at the master's feet and try him and let him take care of it. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil outsmart you. Don't let the devil maneuver in your life. Stay focused. Come to church when you feel like it. Come when you don't feel like it. Come when you're feeling good. Come when you're feeling bad. Come when you're upset. Come when you're confused. And the Lord can straighten it all out. I said the Lord honors when you push and press your way. Don't give in to the devil. And then you get closer to the Lord. After you get closer to God, some of these excuses that you have for not being in worship, so interesting, they begin to erode. Some things that you used to let stop you from going is nothing but the devil. Ain't no legitimacy in it. It's just the devil trying to maneuver in your life. But you got to learn how to plead the blood. You got to learn how to use some logic. If I can go to work on Monday, I can go to church on Sunday. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious found. Free. Would you just wave your hand and praise? Just wave your hand and thank you.
and sing it. Go ahead and praise him. Just give God glory. Be my glory. Sing it softly. How many are you glad you got Jesus? How many are you glad you just got Jesus? You draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. How many know if you draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you? Things in life, things happen. But God has promised to take care of you. Tell somebody God will take care of you. Tell somebody God will take care of you. Just one more time. I just think we all just praise Him. Just raise your hand. Oh, yeah. Sing it softly, and I'm not going to hold you much longer, because sometimes we ask God so much and we fail so often just to give Him glory. Sometimes we just fail to just thank Him and just thank Him for what we have. You may not have what you used to have, but you still got life. You ought to thank God for that. Because we all could have been dead and dead and gone. We could have been homeless and had no place to lay our heads. We ought to thank God. You might be struggling and you might be having it hard. But let me tell you something. You're getting ready for a miracle, though. What you don't have today doesn't mean what you won't have tomorrow. Come on, Reverend Mumford. Talk to me a while. I know what it is not to have a church. Can I get a witness? But look at me now. Is God good? I say, God, good. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Just one more time. If you're here, you're now a member of the church, and the Holy Spirit, that's what it's all about, has spoken to you and said, this is where you need to be. And you want to be a member of New Joy, just lift your hand where you are. You want to be a member of New Joy, just lift your hand. You want to be a part of this church, part of this congregation, just lift your hand. Because let me tell you, the devil never wants you to be in the ark of safety. And being in the ark of God is very important. Let's bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise your name. Increase our faith. Increase our courage. Strengthen us. We pray for the bereaved, for Sister Tony, Sister Marsh, all the sick and the shut-in. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. This is what I want you to do.
In your bulletin, there's a seed offering envelope. It's a special seed, amen, offering. I want you to, in faith and in obedience, go to that seed envelope. Amen. And let me tell you this, because this is very important. We don't want to do a lot of begging. We know some things we need. But I believe that we all work together. We can go ahead and do the things that need to be done without bombarding you. But if we operate and cooperate, we'll get there, and we'll get there in unity, and we'll get there more and quicker than you know. And we can list some things, but we don't need to do that. So I ask you to just do your best. For those that can, give God $20 or $25. And if you can't do the $20 or $25, try to give something. Because you see, the Lord tells us to bring our tithes and our offering. Yes, and the reason why I waited to the end of the service, because I want this to be a faith gift. A faith gift. Because you see, it's good to pray. And let me tell you, when you give God that seed, and I want you to read on your seed envelope that Bible verse, because that's a very important seed Bible verse. It really is a seed. Plant a seed. You plant a seed in the ministry of this church. And I want us to even get in that kind of habit. Amen. And if you can't give it this Sunday, you have to do it next Sunday, but whenever you can, you're never doing too much for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Just make sure in your heart that your attitude is right and your spirit is right. And we're going to ask someone to come and hold the offering. Amen. And I can give a list of things that we need. And we don't need to do that. We don't have to beg if you all help. But we can justify all that we're saying here. But I know if a church pulls together and work together, there's nothing that we can't do. Amen? Amen. As the Lord has moved upon your heart, would you just come? Amen. We ask them, just get in front of them. Come a little closer. Amen. Just come and just give your seed offering. Amen. With a smile on your face. Come and just give your seed offering. And thank God. Will you give the Lord a hand of praise? Give the Lord a hand of praise. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Dr. Cox, can I have that notice? Amen. That notice. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, next Saturday at 5:30.